There's our buddy Charles Barkley in his usual candid way, and we count on that from our good friend Mark Schlereth. Mark, let's start off with the BCS Championship game. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
I want your comments on Chris Leak and what he had to say after the game. Here he is.
I think we took advantage of the time we had off, getting guys back healthy and being able to game plan things to perfection and being able to rip it out in practice and get as many game reps as possible during the week. And I think that really helped us out as far as being successful, being ready for the speed of the game, and just really being prepared to go in there and really just run our offense and play better football.
That's Chris Leak. How much of this game was sheer talent that Florida had, the underdog mentality combined with talent? How much was it that Ohio State had no game plan?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, a combination of all. I mean, obviously, when you have to sit around for 40 days and listen to the fact that there's no way you can beat Ohio State, I mean, that can get stuck in your craw. And I had a similar situation in my pro career as a member of the Denver Broncos. We opened up against Green Bay, the Packers, at 13-point underdogs, and eventually played them in Super Bowl 32 at 11-point underdogs. And, you know, we heard the same thing. Oh, you know, they're not going to be able to run on the Packers. They're too big. Denver's too small, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, at the end of the day, we come out with a 31-24 victory, and it was a motivating factor. I mean, it's kind of us against the world mentality, and I think Florida definitely had that. I think the other thing, you know, when you watch that game and you watch it unfold, they just had superior athletic talent. I mean, there's one or two guys from the Ohio State side that I thought had the athleticism that the guys on Florida did, and, you know, you just watch them play. I mean, they just look bigger, faster, and stronger than did Ohio State, and you know, it's amazing. All the game planning in the world, if their athletes are better than your athletes and they're out executing your athletes, you don't have much of a chance to win a football game.
And that was about as definitive a victory as I have seen in quite some time. Let's move on to something that's more close to home for you, Mark, which is in Denver. We talked with Mike Kliss, who wrote a very moving piece in the Denver Post on Sunday, and has been covering the aftermath of this. And he was on the show yesterday to talk about some of the circumstances that led up to this. Here he is.
Trash talking, Brandon Marshall, Javon Walker were involved. DJ Williams was in the other limo, so to speak. There were a couple of limos out front. And from what I understand, a couple of those players are wondering if maybe they're the ones that ticked off the gangs that shot up. I mean, first of all the anger should be directed at the people who actually fired the bullets.
When you hear that, how is the Broncos team, and especially Javon Walker, who's the only player I believe that didn't go to the mourning process at that ceremony. How do you think this Broncos team, which has shown a lot of effort, a lot of sincerity in trying to honor this man and get through this in the most honest way, how are they going to get through this?
Well, you know, I mean, that part, I guess, remains to be seen. Obviously, it's incredibly difficult, and it's such a, you know, such a sad situation. But, you know, they're trying to basically honor Darren Williams and find a way as an organization to continue to, you know, play in his memory. And they're also trying to help his mother and his kids. And so, you know, from an organizational standpoint, I think they've gone about it the right way. And the grieving process has definitely, you know, not only begun, but they're in the midst of it right now. But that's going to be something that's going to be very difficult for that organization. You know, I traded voicemails with Mike Shanahan, and although I haven't talked to him, we have been kind of going back and forth with voicemails. And, you know, they're broke up as an organization. They're having a tough, tough time. And, you know, I thought that whole team and just a classy move by the Bolins, Mr. Bolin, flying the whole organization out there to be at Darren Williams' funeral, I thought that was real class. And you know, we got to sit and watch that funeral, and in Denver, of course, they broadcast it live, and you know, it was just incredibly sad. And at the same time, you know, you look at the many, many people that Darren Williams affected and touched, and you just feel, you know, you feel a sense of comfort and warmth for his family that that their son had such an impact, and that Mrs. Williams' son had such an impact on not only the league but all the people that that he came in contact with.
Well, here's one more quote from Mike Kalissa I wanted your comment on.
You know, that's one thing that got the players where they're at to the elite level, major league level. Their major league sport is the fact that they don't turn the other cheek. You know, they're not afraid. They're fearless. They believe that they're stronger than the next guy. What's that?
They're bulletproof.
Yeah, they're bulletproof.
What do you think about that, too, that in today's culture, the pressure, the intensity of competitiveness of the athletes, not that it's changed that much since you and I played, but that leads to a situation on a New Year's Eve, the season's over, disappointing situation, throw some alcohol in, and it's pretty hard to avoid this in a public world where you have the freedom, once the season's over, to do what you want to do.
Yeah, no, it certainly is, and you know, I think there's some truth to what Mike says about players, and you know, they're kind of that bravado and sometimes that false bravado that you give out as a player. But I think at the same time, you know, it opens up dialogue and conversation between players and between organizations and, you know, between fathers and sons. I mean, I know I've sat with my son on several different occasions here in the last couple of weeks and talked to him about just about, you know, whatever the case may be. You can't, you know, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, man, you can't lay on, that's not an opportunity for you to lay on your horn and, you know, flip somebody the bird. I mean, those are the type of things, this is a society that we live in where people tote guns and people don't respect life and people, you know, don't handle it like when we were kids. You know, when we were kids, if you got into a tussle, you went out in the parking lot or behind the school building and you bloodied somebody's nose or they bloodied yours and it was at the end of the tussle. And that's just the way it was, and it's no longer that way anymore.
Okay, well, just we appreciate your comment on it. It's going to take a long time. I remember what it was like with Joe Delaney. I remember the sadness with the Derek Thomas, the sense that somebody like that was truly one of those few people that was impregnable, and yet he too was proven human. Let's move on to the playoffs, where we regain the sense of the high achievement of these great athletes, these great gladiators. Here's your buddy Merrill Hodge.
One of their greats, the one staple run that they have is the power, and they run it to the left. In fact, there's been games where they've run it anywhere from a dozen times during the course of a game, and teams just can't stop them.
San Diego.
But they have different ways to run the football. You know, they have their option that they get to the perimeter. They have a perimeter running game. They run to the right side as well as the left side. They have a good draw game off of it. So it isn't just about taking away the power on the left side, you know, or taking away their perimeter run. You almost have to take away all of it, and then they do the reverse action off it. So they have a lot of things you got to take away if you're going to contain LT.
Tell us about this first game. To me, a very interesting one. I'm worried very much that a Tom Brady on a mission, being snubbed from the Pro Bowl, always someone who plays well anyway, Bill Belichick always having his team ready. They've only lost, one playoff game in all these years as well. I think Phillip Rivers is primed to be in serious trouble.
Well, you know what, he could be, and he didn't play that well toward the end of the season, but I think one thing you have to understand with Phillip Rivers is he's a guy that has the confidence of his football team. And even in the last game against Seattle, he started the game 1-for-10. The one toss was a beautiful throw to Vincent Jackson down on the edge of the end zone for a touchdown. And then at the very end of the game with 30 seconds left, he drove his football team and he ended up the game 10-for-30. But his last throw of the game, touchdown pass to Vincent Jackson for about 25 yards. So even when they're struggling, he has found a way to get things done. He has found a way to win the football game. So, they give him some tough looks. There's no question about it. But listen, man, I look at that offensive front of the San Diego Chargers. I think they match up well against the New England Patriots. And I still think with the rest and everything else, I think the San Diego Chargers are going to find a way to win this football game.
Well, my heart goes with San Diego, but I'll tell you what, I just want to see what they're going to do to make sure that Phillip Rivers is in the position where he has to be the one to win the game. Of course, that also requires that they find a way to stop LT. Hey, Mark, do you have a couple more minutes, or do we have to let you go?
No, you know what? I got a roll. I got a conference call coming up.
No problem, buddy. We really appreciate it, man.
Okay.
You're the best.
Problem. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with Luke Jensen and more on the playoffs in just a minute.